It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, did you see this morning that Dame Maggie Smith has died?
I did, Sarah.
At the age of 89.
Very sad.
Yes.
Very sad.
So she was known for her wit in comedic roles, and she had an extensive career on stage and screen over 7 decades.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was one of Britain's most recognizable and prolific actresses.
Okay.
She began her stage career as a student performing at the Oxford Playhouse, making her professional acting debut in a production of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night in 1952.
Hmm.
Over the following decades, Smith established herself alongside another dame, Judi Dench.
Couple of dames.
As one of the most significant British theater performers working for the National Theater and the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Hmm.
She quickly proved herself to be a prolific performer in theatrical productions in both the UK and the US.
Hmm.
She also became known for her film roles, gaining her breakthrough role in Othello in 1965, where she acted alongside Laurence Olivier. She won her first Academy Award for her performance in the 1969 movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brody.
Sure, a must see.
Yes. In 1990, she was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II for her contributions to the performing arts. In that period of time in the 90s, Smith also starred in several high-profile films, including Sister Act, One and Two.
From acting with Laurence Olivier to Whoopi Goldberg.
From Shakespeare to Sister Act. She was also in Hook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's with Robin Williams.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Smith introduced herself to a whole new generation of moviegoers, playing Professor Minerva McGonagall in the Harry Potter movies from 2001 to 2011. That's how I know her, is from the
Harry Potter. Yeah.
Smith and Robbie Coltrane, who played Hagrid in the movie, had been requested specifically for the film by author J.K. Rowling.
Oh, really?
Yes. Smith reunited with Daniel Radcliffe in the movies, with whom she had previously starred in David Copperfield in 1999, and she would go on to appear in 7 of the 8 Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Smith received newfound attention and international fame for her role as Violet Crawley in Downton Abbey starting in 2010.
Sure.
The show became a cultural phenomenon, with her performance becoming a fan favorite.
I was going to say, was she the star? Because I never watched Downton Abbey. I think Maggie watched it. But
yeah,
and I would hear bits and pieces about it. But was she like, I always picture
she's
her
the star, but
she's the one that
she's
I picture
a big part of it
with
it. Yeah, the show became I said that in 2017 in an interview. Smith joked that she had led a perfectly normal life until the producers of Downton Abbey came knocking on her door. Nobody knew who she was before that, and then she started getting recognized all over the place.
Really, nobody knew who she was after all those.
Not as much, I guess.
I see.
Yeah, with the worldwide success of the series and a trio of Emmys, that all changed.
Mm.
So she won Outstanding Supporting Actress in a limited or anthology series or movie, as well as Golden Globe and 4 Screen Actors Guild Awards for that role.
Wow.
So, yeah. Smith married actor Robert Stevens in 1967. They had 2 sons who are also actors, and they divorced in 1975. That year, she married playwright Alan Cross, and they remained married until his death in 1998, and she had 5 grandchildren. Smith died in London today at the age of 89. And she had been candid about her health issues in the past, suffering from glaucoma, Graves' disease, and breast cancer.
Mm,
yeah.
My golly.
Now, she received numerous accolades, including 2 Academy Awards, 5 BAFTA Awards, 4 Emmys, 3 Golden Globes, and a Tony Award, as well as nominations for 6 Laurence Olivier Awards. And she was one of the few performers to earn the Triple Crown of acting.
I thought it was horse racing. This is something different.
So it's one less than an EGOT, basically.
An
Academy
Crown.
Award, an Emmy Award, and a Tony.
So which was she missing? She was missing
the Grammy.
The Grammy.
Never won a Grammy.
Never won a Grammy. That's too bad.
Yeah.
It's too bad. She could have done it.
She could have been an EGOT.
She's
real close.
She could have been an EGOT. Yeah. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Maggie Smith, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So in honor of her role in the Harry Potter movies, we're going to play Witchy Woman.
Witchy Woman.
By the Eagles.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Eagles' Witchy Woman. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Dame Maggie Smith, who passed away today at the age of 89.
Oh.
And, of course, she was played the iconic role in the Harry Potter movies of Professor McGonagall.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Maggie Smith had a 7-decade career.
J.K. Rowling requested her for the Harry Potter movies.
And she is one of the few performers to earn the Triple Crown of acting.
Not the horse racing so much, but the acting.
The acting.
Yes. Almost an EGOT. One short of an EGOT.
Right.
Had she had
one
herself
Grammy
a
short
Grammy.
Of an EGOT.
Yeah, she could have had it all. Folks want to learn more about Maggie Smith, Sarah. Dame Maggie Smith. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog, where I post everything I talk about every day.
And every day at 4:10, you can watch the Wiki Corner unfold live on Facebook, facebook.com/legends1027. Plus, this all gets archived video and audio, every full experience, up on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire archive up there. And you like and subscribe so you know when we put new stuff up there. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Come back on Monday refreshed and ready for another week of Wikis.
Of
at 4:10 starting on Monday. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Santana, Cher, and more. Is she a dame, Cher?
She should be.
She should be a dame. She's got to be English, doesn't she? Cher is not English.
No.
Sorry. Sorry, Cher, you will never be a dame. All that coming up and more on Legends 1027.